Good morning, Michael speaking.
This is a confirmation call from Lee Bay. We have received a purchase request of $299.99 and the same will be debited from your account automatically. If you want to cancel this, then press 1, or to claim for refunding, then press 2, or to talk to our representative, then press 9. Thank you.
Thanks for getting connected with eBay. This is Mark William. How can I help you?
Yeah, Mark. I've got a deduction coming from my account of $299, which I haven't purchased anything on eBay at all. So maybe we can just renege on that deduction.
Let me explain you, sir. Actually, under your phone number, which ends with 7781, under that phone number, an eBay account has registered. And with the help of that eBay account, someone has placed an order of iPhone, like Apple gift card, worth $299. Exactly, sir. So as we found that the order is like the billing address is changing again and again. So we given this verification call to you so that we can confirm from your end as well. Like, do you want to do the cancellation of this fraudulent order, sir?
Yes. Because it's not mine. It's not authenticated. So I don't know how they did that anyway. Because it's not my. I don't use eBay. Yeah.
And did you share any of your personal information with anyone else in recent days, sir?
No.
Because we can see here that someone is misusing your personal information without your knowledge and without your prime authorization. Okay. So for doing the cancellation, sir, do you have any devices in which you are using the internet? Like, do you have a mobile phone, tablet, iPad, anything like that?
Yeah, I've got a mobile phone and a laptop, but I never use my laptop, and I don't,
So the mobile phone in which you are talking with me, do you use the internet in that mobile phone, sir?
Yes.
Exactly. Now, you do one thing.
Of course, everyone does.
So put me on the loudspeaker, sir, and go back to your home screen. Your normal home screen page.
Yep.
And now I do believe it's your Android mobile phone or it's your Apple iPhone, sir?
It's my Apple iPhone, yeah.
Okay. So now just open up your App Store. Do you have an application named App Store? Just open it up.
App, yes.
And now at the right-hand side bottom corner, can you see a magnificent glass which says search?
Search, yeah. You want me to search for it?
Yeah. Click on that.
Yes.
And now type over there, A as in Apple, A.
Sorry?
You have to type A as in Apple, the letter A, then N as in Nancy, the letter N.
Yeah.
Then Y as in yellow, the letter Y.
Yeah.
Then D as in doctor, the letter D.
Yeah.
Then E as in echo, the letter E.
SK. Yep.
Yeah. Then SK, any desk.
Yep. Okay.
Yeah. Now just click on search.
Search.
Yeah. And what comes up, just do let me know.
Yeah, so we've got a Google app, we've got desk, remote.
Exactly, when you got that?
Click on any desk, remote, desk.
Exactly, so click on that.
Yeah.
And now, can you see any option which says get?
Sorry?
Now, can you see any option which says get, G-E-T, get?
Click to install.
Yeah, click on install.
So you want me to install an app so I can see some account, is that right?
Yes, sir. You have to install this application, and with the help of this application, we will provide you the cancellation ID of that fraudulent order. All right? So click on install. And is it still downloading or it's downloaded?
Still, nearly done.
It's downloading. All right. Now just hold for a moment until it's downloaded. And when it's...
You want me to open it? Yes.
Yeah. Now click on open.
Yes. Allow.
Yeah. Click on allow.
Allow. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Now can you see the nine numbers over there? The set of numbers?
Yeah, those numbers, what about them, yeah?
Yeah, just confirm me the numbers, sir.
You want me to put the numbers in that spot?
No, no, just confirm me the numbers. Can I see over there the nine-digit number over there?
Yeah, there's nine numbers there, and it's got a bar.
Yeah, just confirm me the numbers, sir.
I'll confirm the numbers with you.
Yeah, just confirm me the numbers.
Okay, 186-456-476.
186-44?
186-456-476.
476.
Yeah.
Now just hold for a moment. You will get a security alert from eBay, alright?
You go, don't use eBay. Look, I don't.
Yeah, exactly, sir. I understand your concern, but the thing is that someone is misusing your personal information and they are doing this type of illegal thing without your knowledge and without your prime authorization. Alright? So now, what you have to do, we will send you an... Are you there?
Yes.
Yeah. We will send you an security warning from our end. Okay, you have to just click a checkbox, alright, and then click on accept. Okay, now you see you will get a security warning from eBay Secure Department. When you see that, just do let me know.
Is this via my email?
No, do you see the numbers over there? Hello?
Yeah, look, I've got the numbers on your AnyDesk app that you got me to download.
All right. And what's the number?
Got nine numbers. What do you want me to do with that number?
Just confirm me the numbers once again.
Yeah, 186-556-476.
Yeah, 186-54.
I'm actually a nurse. I work in a hospital, and I can't stick around like this, so I just need to move along with it.
Just hold for a moment, sir.
Maybe at work right now.
Just be in that page. Just be in your AnyDesk page.
Yep.
All right.
Still there.
Are you in your AnyDesk page?
Yes, I'm still on the same page that I downloaded with that app. And I've got my number still. Yep.
All right. Do you see your numbers over there, sir?
Still the same numbers that I had initially. I haven't done anything different. Nothing else has come up.
All right. Just be in that page, okay? And... All right. Now, just see carefully. Can you see any option which says enter remote address, anything like that?
No, it's still the same page that I opened up on the app.
Yes. Below that are... Beside that, can you see where you can see the nine numbers? Below
yes.
that or beside that, can you see anything which says enter remote address?
With the remote address? No.
Yeah, enter remote address, can you see anything like that?
No.
You will see a blank panel where you just type numbers, anything like that, sir?
Yep, I see that, yep.
Yeah, just type over there, 672.
You want me to type this in here, do you?
Yes. Type over there, 672.
Yep.
Then 881.
Yep.
Then 332.
My phone number.
Yeah, I am confirming you once again. The number is 672-881-332.
Yes.
Okay.
Yep.
And now, do you see any red color arrow which just come up?
Now, if you want me to hit go or enter or something?
Yeah, just press enter or go.
Okay.
Yeah. And what comes up, just do let me know. Just hold for a moment, sir.
So that number come up again with the little gold box and the green tick.
Exactly. Just hold for a moment. Now, just hold for a moment. Now you will see
the session rejected.
Right. Now you will see security will come up from eBay. White. You will see a blank checkbox over there. You have to just tick that blank checkbox and then click on accept. Okay. You will see that.
Okay. The security warning.
Yeah. Now you can see a blank checkbox. Just tick the checkbox and click on accept.
So you can access my phone, is that right?
No, sir, we are not accessing your phone. You are connected with the robotic server of eBay. Haha.
Okay, so?
Yeah, we are going to connect with you. Listen to me, sir. We are going to connect you with the robotic server of eBay because someone is misusing your personal information without your knowledge and without your prime authorization. Right. So what we're going to do, first of all, we will block all those persons from your internet line. Okay. So for doing that, first of all, we have to put you some securities. All right. As because those persons who are misusing your personal information, they are spying on you. And with the help of your...
Okay, I understand that. So, you with security from eBay. Purchase security from eBay, right?
Exactly, sir.
So here's
exactly. So if you see,
I've got to go back to work really soon, so we need to sort this shit out now, okay?
Sorry?
Well, I'm working. I work in a hospital, so I'm working now, so I need to get this stuff moved on, mate, okay?
If you give me your 5 to 10 minutes, sir, it will be helpful to you as well. Because
so,
the person...
Yep, so just let me talk here. So I've just got the... I've still got that gold box up with my phone number back to front. Yep.
Okay, listen to me. I am just transferring this call to my senior. Just have a word with him, sir. All right?
Hello?
Hello.
Yeah, thanks for being on hold, sir. This call has been passed to the senior technician on the floor. This is Peter Wilson. So, how are you doing today?
Yeah, good. Look, I'm working. I work in a hospital.
I understand, sir. Let me tell you, sir, at the moment, those fraud person have got the access onto your identity, okay? So, what we are going to do, we are going to simply cancel the order and block those persons. For that, I just need your cooperation for 5 to 10 minutes. That's it. All right. And what we are going to do, we are going to activate this cancellation ID. All right. For that, you might get to see a fake security warning on the page. It's for distracting those fraud persons. All right. So, no need to be worried. So, what can you see on the mobile screen, sir?
I don't know. What do you want me to see on the mobile screen?
You just open up the AnyDesk app, that red app, AnyDesk, just open it up. Just open it up.
Yeah, so it's still sitting there with the number in it.
Alright. And once you will get to see any, and now you will get to see the security warning on the page. Alright. So in the bottom, so it's for distracting those hackers. So, in the bottom, do you see there will be a blank checkbox? I trust this call, I aware of these tricks. There will be a blank checkbox. Just scroll down the page, just scroll, yeah. So, just give a tick mark on the checkbox, then give a click on accept. Do you see accept?
So, I accept that, so you can get access to my phone.
Definitely
right?
Not, definitely not, sir. Nobody is going to access anything, alright. You are connected
you
with the...
You just asked me to pick a button.
It's for distracting those hackers. It's for cancelling those fraud charges. Alright, no need to be worried. You're not connected with me or with anybody. You're connected with the server to cancel the order. That's it. You will get to see each and everything. All right. So just give a click on Accept. And now what come up? Like, do you see Accept once again, or you can see Start Broadcast?
Sorry, word you said there, because I'm in a fucking hospital, I can't hear you, okay?
Now what come up? Like, have you clicked on Accept?
I've got any desk with a little tick, and I've got a grey box. Everything on your screen, including notifications, will be recorded.
Everything will be recorded for the proof. All right, so no need to be worried. So just give a click on Accept. Have you clicked on Accept?
Yep, and now I've got...
Do you see Accept?
I've got a grey screen. It's got screen broadcast. It's got any desk with a little...
Just give a click on Start Broadcast. Do you see the Start Broadcast? Just give a click on Start Broadcast. Yes. Just give a click on Start Broadcast, and now what can you see?
Well, it's counting down to 1, 2, 3.
Yes,
whatever.
And now just wait. Don't touch your phone. Just wait. And now you just do one thing. You just simply swipe your screen from the bottom to the top and come back to the normal home screen.
So it's got screen broadcast. So what's happening now?
You just swipe up your screen from the bottom to the top and come back to the normal home screen.
And what is this going background?
You just swipe up your screen from the bottom to the top. Just swipe it from the bottom to the top.
Yep.
Yeah. And now just swipe it once again and come back to the normal home screen.
Yep. Yep.
And open up your settings. There will be an app on your phone. Settings. Yes.
Yes. Okay.
And
so
on the
settings, deleting my eBay account, is it? Okay.
And in the top, and the top, and the top, do you see your name over there?
Yeah, I see my name at the top of my settings. Yeah, I do.
Yeah, just give a click on your name. Just give a click on your name.
Yep.
And now, do you see any option like payment for payment and shipping?
No, mate. There's payment and shipping, PayPal. Yep. Yep.
All right. And now what come up? Like, do you see, like, all your details are, correct?
Yeah, my card details have come up, mate. Yes, or what?
Yes. So, these are the details, sir, which those fraud persons have connected with this account. All right, you just, and in the left-hand side top corner, do you see any back option over there?
The left-hand top corner back?
Yes, just give a click on the back option.
Yep.
And give a click on the back option once again.
Yep.
Yes. And now you just do one thing, sir. You just swipe up your screen and then come back to your normal home screen, okay? And open up the Safari browser. I'm going to show you something.
Yep.
Open up
the
Safari browser, yes.
Yep, Safari browser, yep, okay. Remember, I'm actually working now, so
we are doing it very quickly, sir. We are doing it very quickly, just wait. And in the top, do you see the... And now in the top, do you see the search bar where you can type something to search?
Yep.
Just give a click on the search bar.
Yes.
And type over there, my, M as in Margaret, Y as in yellow, my...
What?
My, M as in Margaret, Y as in yellow, my...
Yeah.
Then give a space. Then number one, put one, number one, numerical one.
Mate, is this legitimate, this call, or are you trying to fucking rip me off?
Definitely not, sir. We are the technician of eBay. And now, what do you see any option come up like my 1P address location? Hello?
Location, yeah.
Yeah, just give a click on that.
Okay, so my 1P location is not California.
No, you have to give a click on that one. Like, do you see any option like my 1P address location? Only that, you have to click on that only.
So you want to click on that, do you?
Yes.
Yeah.
My 1P.
Okay.
And yeah. now what come up?
Well, I got go to your phone settings.
All right. And just beneath that, do you see any option like what is my IP address location, find out here, not VPN, do you see that?
Yeah, what is my IP location?
What is my IP address location, find out here, not VPN, in blue colors. Just give a click on that.
Okay, you want me to click on what is my IP address location?
Yeah, find out here, not VPN. Just give a click on that.
Yep.
And now, have you clicked on that?
Yep.
What? And now what come up?
My IP address location, yep, I've got it, and it's country, United States of America, which is not true.
You are checking it something wrong, sir. Just go to the top of the page. Do you see over there, like in blue color, it is written what is my IP address location? Find out here, not VPN, in blue color. So you have to give a click on that. Now just wait. And we are going to provide you your IP address. I'm going to verify you that. Can you see your IP address right now?
Just scroll
up the page. Yes, and now I'm going to verify you the IP address. It's 211.30.69.203. Am I correct?
Yes.
Yeah. So, sir, and do you know about what is IP address? Like, do you have any idea about IP?
No, that is.
No, definitely not, sir. You just zoom in the page a little bit, just zoom in.
Yes.
And in a red color line, do you see something is written over there in red color, like all your online activities are safe or not? What is written over there? Can you just read it back to me?
Yeah, your online activities can be seen by your internet service provider and anyone else spying on your connection, like you.
How can it, so if I would be the hacker, so how can I provide you your IP address and all your details, Mr. Michael?
I don't know, but I've got to change my phone.
No, you just come out from this and come back to the normal home screen and listen to me carefully, sir. So, sir, we just got the update from the server, like, how often do you check your emails? How often do you check your emails? Like, you have got the email from the eBay about this order, so just go and check, like, on the today's mail, have you got the mail or not from the eBay or anything like that? Are you checking the mail, sir?
No, there's no email from eBay at all.
All right. And now, so we just got the update from
eBay.
eBay, yes. All right. So this means, sir, those fraud person, I believe they have got the access onto your mail as well. So right now we can see, sir, like there are four fraud charges on your from your card, okay? So how often do you check your bank statements? Like, do you do online banking?
I check my bank fucking statement all the time, okay?
All right, so you just do one thing. You just simply go and log into your online banking and check each and every statements of yours, all right? And if you will get to see any fraudulent charge, like it might be of $1 or $2 which you haven't made, please do let me know. Just go and check.
My phone when you guys can see all my fucking details.
Definitely not, sir. Nobody is seeing any kind of details of yours. You are taking me totally wrong. Just check each and every account of yours.
I've got to terminate the call because I have to go back to work right now. Okay?
Sir, it's a very important matter. You can understand, like, those fraud persons have got the...
Yeah, I'm not trying to do...
You are not listening to me, sir. You are doing as your own. We are trying to help you out. So when you will be free? Just tell me when you will be free. When you will be free, just tell me.
That's
when you will get off from your office.
What else do we have to do? I mean, how long do we have to sit on this phone to fucking close me?
No, you don't have to. Just wait. You just, first of all, just check each and every account of yours. If you will get to see any fraudulent charge, do let me know. We are not trying to do any kind of prank with you, sir. We are trying to protect you from those fraud persons. So you just check and do let me know. Check each and every account of yours.
And they usually get my permission from my account. I call my bank and they sort it out. You know what I mean?
We are not trying to do any kind of pranks with you. It's a case of online fraud right now. Do you got it? Those fraud persons have got the access onto your internet line, and whatever activity you do, they have got the access onto that. So we are trying to protect you from those fraud persons. So please bear with me, sir. Do you got it?
Sorry, sir, I have to go.
Sir, if the money will be charged, like $5,000 will be charged on that moment, you won't able to blame us for the online gift card, because we have already called you and you have already seen this thing is recording. This call has been recording as a proof. So we don't have rights to do anything on that moment. So please bear with me, sir. It's going to take only 5 to 10 minutes more. So please bear with me.
I've been on the phone for a half an hour, mate.
I can understand, sir, but you can also understand, like, it's a case of online fraud right now. At the moment, those fraud persons have got the access onto your identity. So we are trying to block them, all right? So please bear with me.
Block them, mate. Block them, right.
So for that, you have to bear with me. They have got the access onto your IP address, not on mine. So we are trying to protect you.
So just
bear with me. And now what can you see on the mobile screen?
In what regard? What do you want me to see on the mobile screen, mate?
Sir, this is your phone. Why would I tell you
what am I supposed to be seeing?
Sir, how can I tell you that what you